This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So the globalists are just people that have turned their humanity over to tyrants. And they're people that have given up on their own humanity. And they want us to give up on it and live in their godless, hateful, demonic world. And they're pushing harder and harder than ever before to bully us into submission. They've got a lot of people just in the position of laying down and taking it. And now what they're demanding is more and more fantastical. Don't say mother and father on entrance forms for kids. Don't even have church steeples that are crosses. Those are offensive. Don't clap at university events. It's always seeing what they can get you to do. When they say jump, you say how high. And then Merkel, as I mentioned, comes out and says in a speech, it's time to take everybody's speech away to protect freedom. That's an assault on reality. Obama's people, and list who's doing it from his last campaign, putting up all these fake sites to demonize and lie about people. There won't be any news articles about that criticizing, because it's a good thing to lie to us. That's what mainstream media already does. But at InfoWars, we're exposing it. You see, but they don't want it called out. But here's the big one. Tyranny alert. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. People saw this article and didn't believe it and went and checked the bill and thought that it was true. I got a lot of calls about this the last 2 days. Virginia to outlaw Krav Maga, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, kickboxing, Tai Chi, firearms instruction, and self-defense training. That's after Charlottesville. And because a woman died, they're claiming the right-wing new paramilitary fighting techniques, which isn't even true. It's an attempt to have Antifa trained to attack us, but then not have anybody else know self-defense. It would even criminalize a father teaching his own son how to use a hunting rifle. Specifically, the law says that a person is guilty of unlawful paramilitary activity if the person assembles with one or more persons for the purpose of training with, practicing with, or being instructed in the use of any firearm, explosive, or incendiary device, or technique capable of causing injury or death to persons. The phrase technique capable of causing injury or death to persons covers all forms of martial arts, self-defense training, including Krav Maga, BJJ, boxing, and other contact martial arts such as Taekwondo and Tai Chi. Under the proposed law, again run by Democrats now in Virginia, all forms of self-defense training, including hand-to-hand and martial arts training, would be considered paramilitary activity. Even the training consists of private classes involving just one instructor and one student. That's because every form of martial arts training imparts skills which should be used to cause injury to other persons. In fact, according to language in the law, just one person learning such an art is a felony crime, which means that watching a DVD on Krav Maga would be a felony crime. Here is the full text of the proposed law. It's Senate Bill number 64, offered January 8th, 2020. That's when they go into session. Pre-filed November 21st, 2019. And would it surprise you to know they're introducing similar laws around the country? It's illegal to know how to breathe, how to walk, how to defend yourself. They want you domesticated indoors, plugged into the matrix, depressed and unhappy, believing whatever lies they tell you. In these Facebook echo chambers, where most of them are bots controlling you, and their own chief executive, Sean Parker, admitted previously that they set it up to make you depressed and control you. That's what it's all about. I'm here to empower you. I'm here to tell you you're under attack, not so you're a victim, but so you realize how important you are and energize to resist the globalist. You simply activate and decide you want to start resisting this. You don't have to overthrow it yourself overnight. You'll do it by small steps. Many hands make light work. We don't have a choice. The children are counting on us. Let's do it. Go speak at city council. Go run for office. Call on the talk radio. Go make blog posts. Go bullhorn the Capitol. Go in and speak to members of Congress when they're there. Just take action. They're not royalty. They work for us. You can walk into the Senate, walk into the House. You can go into their offices. You can talk to them. Let them know where we stand. You can file suits against them. You can teach people how to use firearms. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday, Black Friday global transmission. Please remember, the establishment is battling around the clock to silence InfoWars because we are the only multimedia radio, TV, pro-America, pro-freedom network in the world of its type. The NRA has basically shut down its multimedia platform because of insider infiltration and other things that are going on. They want us off the air so that when they bring in total censorship this year and next year, if Trump doesn't take action, there'll be no one there to challenge their false narratives for race war, societal collapse, civil war, and so much more. Now, there has been a bill introduced to ban Krav Maga, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, kickboxing, Tai Chi, all firearms training in Virginia. And again, that shows you where all of this is going. They want to outlaw citizens being able to defend themselves from Antifa, from the communist scourge, from all the rest of it. Where I live in Austin, there are giant packs of communists in black and red masks beating people up, attacking buildings where white people live. These are white people, by the way, almost all of them in the black mask, it's been revealed, saying that if you have a cat sanctuary in East Austin or you build a new building there, that it's gentrification. They're going to city council members' homes and threatening them. They're splitting people's heads open in Austin. The police indicted one of them, and the city dropped charges under orders by the prosecutor who's on board with them. Once they get the police in place, the prosecutor's in place, they have total reign of terror over you, and your only recourse will be defending yourself with deadly force when they try to kill you. They are so pissed that their Soros-funded meth-head devil worshiper armies cannot have their way with us, and so they are making their move. Now, joining us this hour is E. Michael Jones. He was recommended to me off and on a few times, and I'd forgotten that I'd even read one of his books years ago, Monsters from the Id. And his website is culturewars.com. He was a professor, and he was removed because he was pro-life, and he's been massively persecuted. He's been a big target of the ADL that's been calling for big tech's arrest if they don't submit, who've been called for, my quote, purging. So I wanted to get him on about this big move for total censorship, total control, but really he's an expert on societal collapse, the plan to take our morals away so we can be easily enslaved and controlled. That's always been known, and it was put into an allegory, a parable, in Pinocchio, back when Hollywood wasn't as corrupt, that first big, one of the first big Disney films. And you notice that the thugs have to trick Pinocchio and his friend to rob some people, to break some things, and then they're turned into jackasses and loaded on slave ships to go work in mines. An allegory for what happens, and how the system will induct you into a life of crime, like Hollywood and others do today, to be able to have you enslaved in a form of modern slavery. Then the left comes in and says they'll free you all from prison once they put you into their college of criminality and are now ready to form their armies of control. So we're entering a very dangerous time. So he's an expert on that as well. I appreciate E. Michael Jones of CultureWars.com joining the Info War today. So, sir, thanks for coming on with us. You've got the floor here to start wherever you'd like first.
Thank you, Alex. We just saw a major move on the part of the ADL just this past week. They gave an award to Sacha Baron Cohen, and he, in response, gave a speech that I thought was kind of chilling. He starts demanding that censorship be imposed on the Internet and that the ADL be in charge of the censorship. And then he goes on to say, if you big tech people don't do it, we're going to throw you in jail. This was kind of a shocking turn of events by an organization that suddenly is supposed to be put in charge of what we are thinking about what we're allowed to say on the ADL. I'm sorry, what we're allowed to say on the Internet. Who is the ADL? What is this organization? It's an organization that was founded to protect the pedophile. The name of the pedophile was Leo Frank. In 1913, he was arrested for sexually molesting and then murdering a 13-year-old girl who worked in his pencil factory. At this point, he went on trial. He was found guilty, and then a series of attempts to overturn appeals took place. The appeals went all the way to the Supreme Court. Every single appeal reaffirmed the original decision. And at that point, the governor of Georgia commuted his sentence one day before he was leaving office. At this point, the people of Georgia rose up. An army of about 2,000 armed men approached the governor's mansion. And at that point, the governor fled to New York City, where the Jewish media basically created him as a hero. This is an organization that began by protecting a pedophile and then continued in an operation where the main point of this operation was to make sure that Jewish criminals did not go to jail. Meyer Lansky is an example of one person I'm talking about. Gave the ADL a lot of money. It didn't work at that time. So then they tried it again with a man by the name of Mo Dalitz. Mo Dalitz was head of the Jewish Navy in Cleveland during Prohibition. He went to Covington, Kentucky, across from Cincinnati, was driven out of town and ended up in Las Vegas, which the Jews had created. Bugsy Siegel was there. Meyer Lansky had him killed because he wasn't producing fast enough. And in 1984, the ADL gives Mo Dalitz its Torches of Liberty Award. 1984 is also the in exchange, I have to say, in exchange for money. Okay, this is casino money now going to the ADL. The ADL gives Mo Dalitz an award. And now from now on, if you criticize Mo Dalitz, you're an anti-Semite. This is the same year that the ADL gets in bed with the FBI. At this point, the ADL starts going after people they don't like. The FBI is now going after people the ADL doesn't like rather than going after criminals. All the way up, so they get involved with criminal, with prosecution, with the police. And there's a scandal in Los Angeles a couple of years after that where basically the ADL is getting police inside information and it's using it to attack people. It goes all the way up to the present. The man who gave Jeffrey Epstein his sweetheart deal, which landed him in this kind of executive prison where he had female visitors every day, that man was given an award by the ADL. So here we've got this organization with this type of past now pushing to the head of the line and saying, we are the ones who are going to be in charge of what anyone is allowed to say on the Internet. Well, I'm sorry, this is outrageous. They've gone too far. And I think that the fact that they are now attacking the head of these high-tech firms is a sign that they know they've gone too far. And now they're pushing the agenda in a way that is going to be counterproductive. But I think we have to know who they are first and then ask ourselves, why are these people allowed to determine what we're allowed to say?
Well, we know. I mean, we know what's happened. And again, I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not anti-Jewish anything. This is a group set up by mafia, knowing that Americans don't want to persecute people for religion or for race or anything, to then, as you said, be a money laundering operation for international mafia, international crime, to go after anyone that exposes any of these criminal activities. And now this mafia wants to arrest the big tech heads. This is extortion. It's a racket. Just like the mafia says, I'll burn down your grocery store if you don't pay me protection money. They're saying to Mark Zuckerberg, who, by the way, is Jewish, is a Jewish man, being threatened with arrest if he doesn't give this group of pirates full control over his company. So it's a very dangerous mafia, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center is as well. And Southern Poverty Law Center was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing, Elohim City, all that's come out. These groups are tied into foreign intelligence operatives, and really now they're in a very virile program. They're funding lawsuits against different groups to try to sue us, take us off the air. They are really trying to silence us ahead of something really big, and I think American Jews need to know about this, a lot of which are my listeners, so they can speak out against the ADL and say, you do not speak for us. The Southern Poverty Law Center does not speak for liberals in this country as well. E. Michael Jones is our guest. Stay with us as this reign of terror against free speech expands ahead of the election.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Ladies and gentlemen, E. Michael Jones is our guest. I want to just remind listeners that without you, we will not be on air. We are the main focal point of the attack. Tim Cook was given an award last December by the ADL for, quote, taking me off the Internet. Now they've called for my purge. That's right, a pogrom against InfoWars. Very, very sad, very, very frightening, very, very powerful group. But we're standing firm, promoting American values, unity and justice, the things that Martin Luther King Jr. promoted. Judging people according to their character or their deeds. They call me a white supremacist. They call Stephen Miller a white nationalist, call for his firing. It really is defamation by these groups. I'm a Christian. I believe everybody can be saved by Christ. But I tell you, it's very, very dangerous what's going on. Please don't forget we have the biggest sales of the year. This is our biggest sale ever. We keep topping the sales, but this is as good as it'll ever get. Triple Patriot points, free shipping. 50% off is the bare minimum. DNA Force Plus, free shipping, 50% off, free bottle of Brain Force Plus, our great nootropic with that. Get a bottle of X2, X3 with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. InfoWarsStore.com, so many big sales, so many big specials. It's your purchase funds this info. We really need the funds to go into 2020 and fight hard in the election and get around the censors and really kick butt politically in the third dimension. But we need your prayers, we need your word of mouth. Tell the folks about the show. You're watching us however you are right now. Tell people about it. That is so critical. That overrides these censors and by the products, InfoWarsStore.com. And get E. Michael Jones's books and read them while you still can, because this is the age of digital book burning. Merkel in Germany has said, get rid of speech to protect freedom. That's a quote. So going back to E. Michael Jones, this is a shorter segment, long segment coming up. When you go over the history of the ADL, everything you said is historically a fact. And now they're saying we're going to arrest big tech heads. And you know that he was going over the ADL talking points. Everything he said, the ADL has said. Sacha Baron Cohen, who made his money being a filthy comedian saying throw Jews down wells and trying to get my listeners to kill people, he admits. I mean, this is a monstrous dude who used free speech to hurt America. Now he just wants to take our speech. He's beyond a hypocrite. What do you think about that, Mr. Jones?
Hmm? The problem is you can't object. So they attack me on one day last week, and then I go on another YouTube show, and I say, look, the ADL just attacked me. This is not fair. I don't think they should have this power over who gets on the Internet or not. So guess what happens? That YouTube video gets pulled. Well, wait a minute. Can I object to what these people just did to me? Don't I have the right to do that? I mean, you're going into a situation where no one under any type of legal situation would be allowed to have this type of power, and suddenly these people have this power over you. You can't even object to what they're doing. So I think what we're seeing is a pushback, because they should have been insiders here in the tech world. There was a big grant they got in 2017 to team up with all of the big players. And why are they saying that they're going to send them to jail? If you're on the inside, why are you doing this to the people you're working with? I think what we're seeing here is pushback. I think that the people, the tech people are saying, wait a minute, we're the ones who are taking the fall here for these guys. They get all the credit. They determine what hate speech is. They get to fight their enemies, and we get to pay the bill. We're the ones who look bad because we're censoring people dancing to their tune. So I think that's
notice that Sacha Baron Cohen said nothing is enough. It doesn't matter what you do. You have to let us run everything. They've already brought the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, on literally hundreds of thousands of moderators trained by them. And it's all secretive and shadowy, and they're in our personal records, which the ADL, as you said, has been caught stealing police department files. I mean, God help us.
Yeah, so if you at a certain point, you're going to have to say, no, this is enough. We are going to stop. This is completely antithetical to what we hold as Americans. Completely antithetical. If you disagree with these people, you're going to go to jail. The people who came here didn't come here under those conditions. This is not part of what we're talking about here as part of the last freedoms that we have as Americans. You have now people who are trying to pass laws that make you illegal to criticize the state of Israel. Israel can do whatever it wants. If you criticize them on a campus in Florida, you're going to lose your job. I'm saying they're pushing it too far. There's going to be a reaction. There has to be a reaction to this. Because
that's my next point.
More America.
That's my next point, Dr. Jones, is that I'm pragmatic about this. I know the Islamists would probably all kill each other and have an endless war over Jerusalem. I know Israel has a lot of different diverse groups and religious backgrounds of people. I'm not even against Israel. But then when you're bullied and told you're an anti-Semite and told you're going to be, quote, purged, and then people claim that they speak for all Jews, I have to say to that group, no, you don't, and you're the closest thing to Hitler I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's the problem here. They take this extreme position. They take it in the name of Jews, and then all Jews have to bear the burden of what they've done. This isn't fair. This isn't fair to the Jews. And if these people do not represent the Jews, then the Jews are going to have to stand up and say no. Now, this you can't have it both ways, okay? You can't have this type of basically tyrannical rule over the Internet and then say, well, we're a private organization, even though you basically have the force of law. You can overturn laws. We've entered a new era of history where basically the oligarchs can, if they want to overturn your law, they bring in the shock troops, and mainly the groups like the homosexual activists that overturned the law in the state of Indiana. They're doing the same thing in Ireland, and they're doing the same thing in Silicon Valley. So we're in a war. It's no news to you, but I mean, we're in a war, and these are one of the people who are the directors of that warfare against the people of the United States of America.
And now the Internet's gone from being millions of diverse sites to six having 96% control. We're now in a panopticon prison being spied on with leftist wardens in all our personal messages, all our data. We've invested all our promotion into their platforms. And now they're saying we have no speech, and now they're coming after the few platforms they don't control. This is a very dangerous combination of evil.
Yeah, and that's why we have to stand up to it right now. So this is not in the interest of Silicon Valley to go along with this.
Well, I mean, I totally agree with you that a Rubicon has been crossed here. This is super dangerous for everybody. This is war. This is pushing it into the streets. This is not going to go well.
Yeah, I just did an article on Ireland. Ireland was conquered. It was conquered by a combination of multinational firms, tax-exempt foundations, and big tech like Google and Facebook. They didn't need an army. They just come in there. They got a beachhead because of low taxes. They invited all these firms in, and then suddenly their firms are telling them, you have to overturn the Constitution of Ireland. So the first thing they did with the family, then they gave them homosexual marriage, and then the last referendum was on abortion. All of those rights were just taken out of the Irish Constitution.
And then now it's let grown men
hate speech.
And now it's let grown men
hate speech in Ireland. They're going to remove the freedom of speech that's in the Irish Constitution. This is the way war is waged in our day.
Exactly. This is how war is waged, and the new sacrament is full-grown men with our children. The next booty they're demanding, literally, is our children. If we put up with that, we'll put up with anything. Stay there. We'll come back and talk about the hate speech laws of Europe now about to be passed here, and Americans to be arrested by the millions.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern ball reveres. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, there's not really a way to be more animated about this. I mean, this is so un-American, so authoritarian. And then, you know, they call everybody a Nazi that doesn't agree with communism, with socialism, with sexualization of children. And then the ADL comes out and brands Trump in a speech. Stephen Miller, Alex Jones, Breitbart as Nazis. I mean, Stephen Miller is a conservative Jewish guy that's pro-Israel. And they say he is a white nationalist, needs to be taken off the air, and needs to be fired by Trump. And then they start getting what they want. And then you look at the ADL, and it's such a criminal organization.
literally run by the Jewish mafia. And then the media always spins it. Jones claims Jews are a mafia. No, the Irish have mafias, the Russians have mafias, the Jews have a mafia, the Italians have mafia. There's the Dixie Mafia in the south of the U.S. We call the WASP leader, aristocracy in America, you know, the ruling class, that's a mafia. Skull and Bones is a mafia. The CIA is a mafia. But the ADL, imagine if the Scientologists were out doing stuff like this. I'd be after them. I mean, just think of a Scientologist got up in a speech and said, we're going to arrest, have the big tech heads arrested if they don't turn themselves over to Scientology. Well, the Scientologists would be arrested in about a week. That's mafia tactics. People say, oh, that's a cult. Get them. Stop them. That's dangerous. But when the ADL says they're going to destroy you if you don't submit, we bend over. Well, I'm done bending over, ladies and gentlemen. I've tried to stay out of this. I'm trying to just unify Americans around freedom and justice. I don't care if you're old, young, black, white, Jewish, whatever. If you care about freedom and you believe in the Bill of Rights Constitution and you like the free market and hey, you're great. And then hopefully you don't want to kill babies. But our guest, E. Michael Jones, was a university academic, becoming a professor, and he got removed at a Catholic university because he was pro-life. That was decades ago. That's where this reign of tyranny is, ladies and gentlemen. That's where it is. And we need to get upset and motivated, but Americans are so used to, oh, don't want me to say the N-word? Sure, I'm not saying N-word anyways. Then it's, oh, don't say homosexual. Well, that's a scientific name for it, like heterosexual, but okay, if it hurts your feelings, I won't do that. And then it's don't say mother or father, don't say there are two genders, don't say America should exist, don't say illegal alien, do what we say, do what we say, do what we say. And our guest points out the shock troops aren't the gay lobby now, the homosexual lobby. It's the pedo lobby. And the last frontier, give us control of your children. Public schools in Texas say parents will have a right to know when men dressed as women come to have their elementary students sit on their laps. That's in the news today. We're going to have time alone with your kids without you knowing. Same group took over the Catholic Church. Same group's taking over the Boy Scouts. It's a pedophile ring. And so, E. Michael Jones, you were explaining, we're in a war. The war's here, and now it's the hate speech laws, and now it's being introduced by the ADL and American soil. We're going to arrest anybody that doesn't do what we say. And if you point out that these groups are staging hate crimes against themselves, we're going to arrest you for that, too. That's what's happening here. So please continue.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It is a war. And in order to understand it, you have to take it back to the end of the Second World War. Germany is a conquered country. The United States has complete control over whatever goes on there. And the first plan is basically the Morgenthau plan. They're going to starve the Germans to death. And at that point, the adults in the room realize, well, we need Germany against the communists, okay? So they introduce the Marshall Plan. And this is the beginning of social engineering. All right, this is warfare. This is psychological warfare. We call it social engineering. We are going to take complete control over the flow of information in Germany. This means that any book, any newspaper, any play, any TV show, any movie has to get a license. It gets a license from a man by the name of David Mordecai Levy, who is a Jewish psychiatrist from New York City. He hands out the licenses, and therefore they determine the flow of information. At the same time this is happening, Germany is now flooded with pornography, flooded with material. As soon as the Währungsreform took place, as soon as they got the currency reformed, the pornography came in. Tons of it come in from Austria, and the place is flooded with pornography. The church objects. And over this period of time, you have a battle for the mind of the German people being seduced by sexual liberation. It gets more and more intense over this period of time until you reach the 70s when it's the movies. This is when I was in Germany. I was a teacher at a gymnasium in Germany, and the girls that are coming into class here are holding a magazine called Bravo, which is for teens. There's an advice column by the name of Dr. Sommer, whose real name is Martin Weinstein, and he's teaching the girls how to masturbate. This all happened in Germany. It was all part of the psychological warfare campaign that it was orchestrated by the United States government to destroy the morals of the German people. And if you want to
Hold on.
Look at what happened to Germany.
Doctor, I want you to have the floor, and I'll have you back again soon because you're right on about this. I want to explain to new viewers and new listeners, or liberals that'll make a joke about this. We're not scared of women, and we're not scared of sex. The point is, this is a real psychological warfare plan. George Orwell wrote about it in 1984 because he saw the plan as a top propagandist in OSS and then MI6, and that was later declassified, to totally break down society and end the family. And that's what he wrote about in 1984. So this early sexualization and all this is about people not developing the higher centers of their brains and having dreams. It's about destroying them while they're young, destroying their innocence so they don't have time to flower and fully develop. That's why they're now targeting in the U.S. and saying, we're going to teach your children how to masturbate at age 5, sexualization of children, pedophilia, and you're not going to stop us. So it's, again, a psychological warfare plan developed. So break it down, explain how Germany was the model. Then it was done a few decades later here in the 60s. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, basically what they saw, they realized they were extremely successful in Germany. When I got there in the early 70s teaching there, they had movies like the Schulmädchen Report, you know, and it's all this quasi-scientific stuff. The crucial figure in Germany was Alfred Kinsey. Alfred Kinsey was the sexologist, the bug doctor from Indiana University. He got funding by the Rockefellers. He came out with the Kinsey Report. And at this point, the word report entered the German language. It's not a German word. The German word is Bericht. But all of the magazines started promoting this, and you had the aura of science. And then when it passed in Germany, when they succumbed to it, then it got brought back over here 10 years later. So what started in the 50s in Germany ended up in the 60s in the United States, as basically they eroded all of the traditional guardrails against protecting sexual morality in this country. The beginning of the introduction of pornography.
All those famous psychologists admitted they were into pedophilia. They were into everything. One of the famous ones locked his son in a box for most of his life. I mean, these are monstrous people. One of them wrote the book. I forget who wrote it. Beyond Evil. I mean, these guys are literally monsters.
Judith Reisman was a Jewish psychologist, and she exposed the Kinsey Report. There was a whole graph there, a whole table there of children being brought to orgasm. Well, that's a crime. That's criminal activity. How come nobody noticed this? That Kinsey was involved in some type of criminal activity. She was the one who brought it up. And at that point, Kinsey's star started to fade. And then James Jones came out with the biography, and it turns out Kinsey's a homosexual. And so he's got an axe to grind in this whole operation.
Kinsey was a pedophile, and we're going to come back and talk about that. And so this is a pedophile cult, and it'll take anything over, and people need to understand it. And talk about their end game. How do we counter what this pedophile cult is doing? Because the ADL has also come out and said drag queen story time is a must. If you don't let big fat men dressed like clowns have access to your children unannounced.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
November is getting really popular with men and women to not masturbate. People are finding it's destroying their quality of life. It's taking their essence away, literally making fun of General Jack T. Ripper in Dr. Strangelove. Hey, you really need your fluoride, and hey, you really need to let go of your essence. What's the psychology joke there? What are we being told by Stanley Kubrick? Because there's something a lot deeper there. Why don't boxers have sex for a few weeks before they have a boxing match? What's going on here? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going over all of it today with E. Michael Jones, culturewars.com. I want to invite him back to get more into the culture wars, more into the sexualization of children. Why all this is being done? It's an exact formulae. And now it's the trendiest thing with all the big corporate media saying, take your son, chop his genitals off. That's not child abuse. If the Aztecs did it, we'd call them psychotics 1,000 years ago. But we do it. It's liberal and it's trendy. This is true institutionalized pedophilia and dismembering of children going on. What's at the bottom of the rat hole? Where is all this going, Dr. Jones?
Yeah, you're right. It's a weapon. Pornography is a weapon. And this became clear when the Israelis invaded Ramallah in 2002. They come into town. They take over the TV stations and they start broadcasting pornography. Now, wait a minute. I thought pornography was freedom. I thought it meant freedom. So does this mean the Israelis want to bring freedom to the Palestinians? No, this proves that it's a weapon, okay, that it subjugates the people. It's supposed to derail them. It's supposed to derange them. And it's also supposed to block any type of rational response to what's going on. I gave this talk. It began the talk with that incident in Europe, in the United States. I had Palestinians come up to me and tell me it was worse than I even talked about because there were snipers on top of the hospital in Ramallah. And if people came out, they couldn't come out of doors because they'd be shot. So the only source of information they have is the television, and there it is, it's pornography. Okay? This generation, okay, the generation of 20-year-olds have been raised with pornography on their phones. They have unlimited access to pornography. And at a certain point, they realized that something was wrong here. And I wrote a book. It's called Libido Dominandi, Sexual Liberation and Political Control. And in a sense, all I had to say was sexual liberation is a form of political control. And everybody understood me because they were already slaves to their passions. They were already addicted to pornography. They already had a bad masturbation.
Well, I mean, but pornography ruins.
They started to work against it.
It ruins sexuality. It ruins the real thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they said, well, we're going to take back our own minds. We're going to take back our own bodies. We're going to take control of our lives, rational, moral control of our lives. And they organized this boycott. Well, guess what? The pornographers are upset. The people who instituted this regime are upset. And there was actually an article in Rolling Stone in which the author says that these people are anti-Semites. If you don't masturbate, if you boycott pornography, you're an anti-Semite. I didn't make this up, okay? This is in that Rolling Stone article. So what you're seeing here in general is the oligarchs losing control of the narrative. One of the most powerful subjugating narratives of our time was pornography. It made an entire generation docile to the commands of their rulers, and now people are waking up to understand that sexual liberation is a form of control, and they don't like it, and they're breaking up their own chains and escaping from the jail that the culture has created for them.
And it's beautiful because people realize that they're getting outside again. They're getting away from their phones. They're realizing all of this is meant to give you fake satisfaction so you don't go out and form real relationships. And people are finding it's the real relationships, it's the real world that are actually going to form that.
Yes. And why are 20-year-olds especially being targeted? Because this is the time in your life when you form real relationships. The most important relationship you will have in your life is marriage. Because you're linking your life with another person, and that person is going to, you're going to enter into a fertile union that will create people for the next generation, and that's how the world goes on.
That's what builds the civilization. That's what builds people having relationships, being honorable, being fulfilled. They want you atomized, alone, all by yourself, depressed, where they can control you. Facebook documents even admit that.
Yes, the best, and it's also Wilhelm Reich, if you want to talk about the man who cooked up this idea. He wrote a book called The Mass Psychology of Fascism in the 1930s. He was a psychiatrist, a student of Sigmund Freud, also a communist.
Explain to people, Hitler wanted sexual liberation, and they used porn and stuff as well, and wanted men to have a whole bunch of relationships. Why is that? Why do fascists want it as well?
One of the books that Hitler burned were the books of Magnus Hirschfeld. Magnus Hirschfeld was the head of, he was a Jew who was the head of the Institute for Sexualwissenschaft, and if he didn't exist, Hitler would have to create him. This was the type of abuse in Germany, a conquered country after World War I. Suddenly, these people are let loose. People like Magnus Hirschfeld are let loose. And suddenly, the people are resentful. They don't want the corruption of their morals. And they turn to somebody like Hitler because he said he would straighten them out. Now, this could have happened, could have been stopped earlier. The uncle of Pope Benedict, the great uncle of Pope Benedict, wrote a book called Jüdisches Erwerbsleben, Georg Ratzinger. And he said, if the church doesn't step in and defend the people by enforcing the laws that protect the moral order, the German people are going to look for a leader. Well, guess what the German word for leader is? It's Führer. And they found it. They found their leader. This is the type of reaction we want to prevent here in America. And the way we prevent this is by open dialogue and where we're able to criticize the people who have subjected us to this reign of pornographic terror.
Well, Dr. Jones, it's going to get worse with the left, and their final hunger across the board is children. The ADL says let fat men dress as clowns have access to your children. The Southern Poverty Law Center says that's a particular sacrament, is unannounced. Fat men generally dress as clowns, having children sit on their laps, then they exchange contact numbers with them, literally letting obese pedophiles and others have access to your children. Now in Texas, they're saying they're going to have access. Parents aren't going to know, quote, some of you don't know what's best for your kids. This is the new sacrament. What do you expect to come next? I mean, is this just meant to see what we'll put up with?
No, I expect a reaction. This is the way God works in human history. You let something go too far, and then suddenly there's a reaction. So you let the whole agenda of sex education, the first generation of sex education, you make it mandatory in the schools, and what did you do? You created the homeschooling movement in places like Indiana, across the United States. I was involved in this in the 1980s when my children were small. At that time, you were thinking, maybe I'm going to get arrested because my kid's not going to school. Well, we won that battle. That battle was won, and now in the state of Indiana, the state will give out vouchers so that you can decide where to send your children. It's not going to be a public school.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued here, and I want to get you back on. We've got to go to break. I want to do five more minutes with you, Dr. E. Michael Jones, culturewars.com. Very interesting. I want to do five more minutes with him about the election, about Trump, where he sees all this going, and then I want to invite him back up in the near future. I'm glad listeners recommended this fellow. I've been so busy, I didn't really put two together, but I actually read one of his books years ago. We'll tell you about his upcoming book as well. Please remember, without you, we're being shut down. The globalists are openly saying they want to shut down. The ADL gave an award to Tim Cook for shutting us down. They want us, quote, purged. And I just really hope you'll keep us on air. I hope you'll spread this live feed today. Paul Watson's coming up. I hope that you will share the videos and the articles at band.video and newswars.com/show. Those links don't get blocked like InfoWars links do on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Get those out to people. Send the live feed of this show out. It's so critical. And please remember, Black Friday is here. This is the biggest sales of the year. A lot of folks have Black Friday sales, and they aren't the biggest sales. This is the biggest sale we've ever had because of the triple Patriot points. The free shipping, the auto ship 10% off, that's all there. You add all those together, almost all these items are lost leaders. But I'm funding myself into next year by selling some product at cost. Next year, we're not going to have sales this good on the products we do have. We just can't operate this level. 40% will be the biggest sales we have. But right now, we've got the 50% off. Because we don't mark stuff up 300%, 400%, and then cut it in half. No, no, no. We got 150% markup, then we cut it 50%. We're barely making anything. InfoWarsStore.com. Huge sales. Get a bottle of DNA Force Plus right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.